I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What are your coworkers stealing from your office right now? Your workplace. 1-800-330-9999. The K-Cup Bandit is back at our place.
Yeah, that's too bad, man. I mean, we have this nice display. We have a cafe here. And there's a lot of visitors and people that work in this office here. So if a rack of K-Cups goes missing, its impact is felt.
Right. I mean, we need coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. What are they stealing from your workplace? 1-800-330-9999. Paige.
It's kind of bizarre, but there is like a run on people stealing Post-it notes. People are taking them like by the handful.
Do you know how expensive they are?
Oh, they're very expensive.
They are expensive.
Yes. Yeah. Why are they so much money? What? Like, whenever my daughter needs them for school and we have to go buy them, I'm always shocked by how much they cost.
Oh, they are a lot. I feel like Post-it notes had their moment 15, 20 years ago, that they were bigger then than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is why.
Inflation.
Because right? there's an underground market for it.
Yes.
How many Post-it notes do you need at home anyway?
All different kinds. I mean, they have all different sizes, like the big ones. Yeah. They have the super tiny ones. And then our work has them in all these different colors.
Oh,
so we
boy.
Have like neon. We have the regular yellow. We have like pastel. Like they have all of them. They just have to take them.
You know, HR should do a little detective work and just visit everybody at home. You'll know immediately as soon as you walk in somebody's apartment or whatever. If there's 7 Post-it notes of various colors in the kitchen alone, you've got your culprit.
I would steal Post-it notes if they were here.
What?
We don't even have any Post-it notes here anymore.
I think we have some.
I would use them for good, like for things that I actually need around here.
You would give them back to the poor like Robin Hood?
I think that we are in such a radio budget that we don't have Post-it notes here. Look at this. No. I have to cut paper into squares. You can't see.
And then you have to
right
tape
now.
It.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Look at my computer. I cut pieces of paper and tape it with tape like it's 1946.
No, the room across from Angela and Tiffany, it's got a lock on it. I'm pretty sure they have Post-it notes still hidden in there.
But they have the worst
pens. Mm. The worst pens are in there.
That's because you steal the pens and take them home.
No, because they're using it on the Post-it note budget. Maybe somebody's stealing it here.
Oh. All right, Ken, what are people stealing from your work?
I work at a paint store, and I guess there was some TikTok challenge that started all this, but people have been coming in just to get the paint samples.
And do what with them?
Well, they're not painting their walls. They're just, like, putting up the little, like, slips of paper everywhere.
What?
Oh, the actual paint, like that? I thought you
squares?
Meant, like, a sample can. Like,
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I will say that my daughters... Anytime we go to like Home Depot or Lowe's, they collect them like they're some kind of playing cards.
It's
weird. They go and they pick all the colors that they think are pretty and they like grab a handful of them and they bring them in. And, you know, I'm always like, okay, like they're free, but I don't think we're supposed to just take one of every color, you know? But they do love them. And Dakota, the last time, she held on to those things for weeks in her toy box.
Yeah, seems weird, but you know what? I mean, I'd let them do whatever the hell they want because I'm already in an argument with my wife if we're at the paint store. We can never agree on the color. Never. Very difficult.
1-800-330-9999. What is a coworker stealing from your job right now? K-Cups keep disappearing from our kitchen. This is the second time this year it's happened. They're going to take away our coffee privileges. I know it.
Every company has to deal with some sort of loss, right? I used to have a coworker that we found out he had been stealing the toilet paper every time he came in for an air shift on the weekends.
When I used to sell real estate, that was the same thing in our office, and I knew who did it, too. Mm. Super shady. 1-800-330-9999. What is a coworker stealing from your job right now? Tiani.
So right now they're stealing batteries for the Chromebooks that we're using at work.
Yeah.
Oh.
So wait a minute. So Chromebooks, is that like a lithium battery?
Actually, it's for the mouse.
Okay.
The Chromebook.
So like
the pad on the Chromebook.
Yeah. Is it like triple A's or is it like those round ones?
It's the triple A's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many do they need?
Right. I mean, once you replace the batteries in all your remotes, how many more do you need?
I mean, you steal one package and it's gone. You don't just keep going back for those batteries unless you have like a side hustle that you sell them on eBay, right?
They got to be somebody who's like the go-over family member or a friend's house and they're like, oh, is that getting low? I'm the guy. See me. Oh, yeah. I'm the guy. That's dirty.
Yeah.
That is dirty.
Batteries are expensive and annoying to buy, though.
It is true.
Kelly, what are people stealing from your work right now?
Well, they're not necessarily stealing, but we have someone, we don't know who is doing this. I work in a really large office, and someone keeps going around and replacing framed photographs. They put a picture of Ozzy Osbourne at different stages of his life in the photo frame, and we can't figure out who's doing that.
Oh, I love that. That's somebody that's just out for a good time to amuse themselves, and I love every aspect of that.
That's an agent of chaos.
Yep.
I had a guy that I used to work with. He was my roommate, too, for a while. Craig, he used to do this type of stuff all the time.
It brings you, like, a sick satisfaction. It makes you giggle.
It's been going on for over 4 months now. Like, we're placing bets. Like, no one has any clue. We have it narrowed down to maybe, like, four different people.
Just for my own sake of knowledge, what is your favorite photo stage being represented of Ozzy's life?
I'm not necessarily an Ozzy Osbourne fan. No. I mean, nothing against him, but there was definitely, I think some of the younger pictures, there was a younger picture found where he looked rather innocent and sweet, which kind of is funny compared to his eating the weird stuff. And yeah, that was pretty funny because it took a while to even figure out who that was.
Yeah, the angelic, innocent look in his face when he was younger, I think is blackout alcoholism. I think that's what it was, but I get what you're saying. I know the photos you speak of.
Hunter, what are people stealing from your work right now?
Parking validation passes. I don't know why. Apparently people like want to hang out there later after hours and whatever else, but they have now put the parking validation passes under lock and key, and then you can only get one when you come in and when you come out. They're not out in the open anymore. It's very, very strange.
People are using it as some sort of commuter parking lot on the weekend or something like that. Maybe somebody's living in there. Who knows?
Possibly. I don't know.
Rents are real high right now, man. I don't know.
Hunter,
getting in every night.
There was a period where the fourth floor of our building was vacant, and I was convinced the maintenance worker was living there with his snakes. Because there was a snake that got loose in the hallway. We're on the third floor. We could not figure out how this snake got on our floor, which is terrifying.
Made no sense whatsoever.
So I came up with this elaborate idea that it's the maintenance guy living on the vacant fourth floor, and he has snakes up there with him. And I made everybody in this office believe it. I really did for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it wasn't true.
It might still be true.
Right.
Yes.
They're right. There's no guarantee.
How come we've never gotten to the fourth floor?
Because it's locked. Well, we can't get in there.
It's because he lives there. That's why.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.